It's time for Health Talk with Sheila White on FM Talk 106.5. Health Talk examines health issues that are important to you. Join the conversation with your questions and comments at 251-343-0106. Now your host, Sheila White.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Health Talk. Myself and Phil were here dancing to the music. It's time for me to change that music, though, Phil. What do you think? We had it for like over a year now. I think it's time for a new... I'm trying to put the video on, but it's filming you instead of me.
You don't want me.
No, I do. I'm talking to Phil, guys. Phil is the one that saves the show every week for me. Thank you, Phil. But, you know, I love that theme music, but I'm looking at... You know what I may do? I may do a scholarship with someone in music to create an original theme song for me. I think I'm going to do that. I have to call USA South Alabama and see if they'll do something. Because, you know, South Alabama supports us here. Maybe we can do some type of scholarship if someone can create a new theme song for me. But I have to, guys, it's just an idea off the top of my head. It's not done. But it's something I would love to do. What I wanted to talk with you guys about is a lot of things going on in the world. A lot of things that we need to talk about health-wise in particular. Am I talking close enough to the mic? I saw you moving. Normally when Phil moves, it's, hey, you're running out of minutes before the break. But yeah, so basically there's a lot of good things going on in the news. And I don't know, I don't have my friend Mark Bryan on this week to talk about if this is true or not, but a lot of things are changing based off of the new lower numbers that they say. And I don't want to tell you guys that there are lower numbers when I don't know 100% for sure. But what I do know is what I'm reading online, and a couple of things have changed that I really wanted to express that were good news for you guys. I was watching the local news. I think it was WKRG. And they were stating that infirmary health actually has changed some of their visiting policies. As you guys know, during COVID, there have been a lot of restrictions on us visiting people in nursing homes and hospitals. But there's a press release. You can find this press release on WKRG's website and also on our Twitter. Sheila Health is our Twitter, because Health Talk with Sheila was too long, so we had to minimize it to Sheila Health. But there's a couple of changes that's being made right now at Infirmary Health that I want to tell you guys about. They've changed the policy on caregivers. They've also changed the policy on number of visitors that can be there. Let's see where that is here in my notes. You can read the full press release again on WKRG's website. And in accordance with Governor Ivey's Safer at Home order, Infirmary Health has modified its hospital visitor policy. Each patient will be permitted two visitors or two caregivers, guys. So you get two visitors or two caregivers. Now, I don't have the new visitor policies on the other hospitals. I did try to reach out today to a few of them once I got this from Infirmary Health. But again, one of the big issues during COVID was if your loved one goes into the hospital, you didn't have visitors. You couldn't have a visitor. You couldn't have anybody go in with you. And not just one person sometimes. And, you know, I hate to equate life, but I lost my cat during COVID. And anyone who knows, I cried about Lucky forever. And this is traumatizing for me because I couldn't see him when he died. So, like, I can only imagine if my mom died and it was just me and her and, you know, my dad, of course. But me and her, me and my dad are here now. But me and her, and I could not imagine not being able to see her during COVID. It would have just drove me crazy. And so I have much respect to those families and friends who went through that. But you can have two visitors now, or two caregivers. Now, you know, we supply caregivers. So if you do need a caregiver to go and sit with your loved one, we can now do that with you guys now at nursing homes and facilities. And if you have your own caregiver, you can take them with you as well. You have two. So you don't have to leave your mom or dad alone at the hospital or the nursing home anymore. Some other things that I see, I'm reading this as we go. And basically, Governor Ivey, I want to just clap my hands for her because she has done a great job. She, you know, we were fighting, you know, should we wear a mask, should we not wear a mask? She put the policy in effect, and now she's adjusted some of the policies now that we can. But when we couldn't, everyone was complaining, which I understood. But now that it's saying here that the numbers are starting to show positivity. A couple other things that I want to mention on this press release here. Clergy are allowed now to visit upon request. And also the cafeterias will be available for visitors. And then it says all visitors will be required to be masked. However, you would have to have your mask and your temperature will be taken upon the entrance. Let's see what else. It says following guidelines and those who do not meet these guidelines will not be permitted. So basically, as long as you meet the guidelines, you can have your family now with you. I mean, it's not everybody, but it is better than nobody. You know, one, two, also caregivers are better. And I think you can only have either or. You can't have two family members and two caregivers. You have to have one or the other. But I'm sure you can call Mobile Infirmary or the Infirmary Health Network and find out. And hopefully I can get some updates for you guys on the other hospitals, any changes that they've made based off of Governor Ivey's changes in the policy. A couple of more things I wanted to talk about. There's a lot going on in the area, and I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited. I hope you guys continue to wear your mask, and we do continue to have, you know, I don't care if we have 10 less COVID cases. That's better than zero. So I just want to reap the positivity of that announcement because I have talked to patients and clients and their families over the past 12 months, and none of them have been able to go in and see their loved ones. You know, one person allowed on the visitor list. You know, we're in multiple states, so it's a little bit, you know, every state has its own thing, so I'm talking generally. But I mean, it literally makes me want to cry because you wouldn't be surprised, but all the people who cried to us, you know, they couldn't go in, they couldn't have their caregiver there, you know, and there's really nothing we can do. It's for the best of the loved one to try to give them the longest life extension possible. A couple of things I want to announce. There's a couple of events that look like they're pretty cool. And as long as you wear your mask, I think you should be great, be fine. One of the ones is, I think, Dolphin Island. They're doing Walk on the Beach. It's the Sea Turtle Conservation Program. We'll be back in action on May 1st. And they're going to be monitoring Alabama beaches for sea turtles. I think that is so neat. I think part of your, part of any health and part of any mental stability is to find things to do that are health conscious, health friendly. And I'm hoping to have someone on about this in the next couple of weeks because doing events out, going out and about, getting out of the house is something that we've all been craving. So basically, Phil is waving at 1 minute at me because I talk a lot, I guess. And so I'm going to try my best to end this. I talk this much, still toothless, guys. Like, I'm still waiting on my my dentist to correct this error. And so, but Phil has been, you've been so nice to me, Phil. You have not, like, you haven't said, oh, my God, you have no teeth. And you've just been sitting here looking. He's just been looking at me like, hey, nothing's wrong. It's okay. But, you know, I need to document veneers gone wrong, guys. That's what we're going to call it. And I was fine. I wasn't fine. I needed help bad, but I didn't need help like this, guys. Anyway, after the break, guys, we're going to have Dr. Gavon, and he is going to talk with us. He's from Alta Point and Accordia Health. And he'll be back with us after the break. Thank you for joining us at Health Talk this week. We'll talk with you in a few moments.
To the Cellar, available on Amazon, Kobo. You're listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back, my friends, to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. And my friends are all experts from USA Health Systems, Alta Point. I mean, just doctors, local doctor's office, pediatricians, the best of the best. Anyone who's anyone in health is usually here because they recognize the value of promoting health. That's the whole goal of the show. This show is not political. It's not based on anything about your, but your body, your mental, your physical health. And I firmly believe in taking care of yourself mentally, physically, and then also going to the doctor, getting checked up. And it starts when you're young. It starts as a child. There's no better time to, there's nothing better you can teach your child than good health. And regardless of what conditions they're born with, you can teach them to be the best person possible, the best health possible by following the doctor's orders. Doctors are some of the best people on earth, and even though my brother is one, excluding my brother, but doctors are some of the best people on earth. Not my brother. I'm joking. They're the best people on earth, and we need to salute them. Honestly, we need a doctor's day. A lot of times people don't recognize and just don't call. You know, I've actually called my doctor, and I'm telling you, and just said thank you. I literally have called and said thank you for everything you've done for me in my life, because I don't think I would be here. You know, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't have the knowledge I have today without my pediatrician. It started young. My mom was a nurse. She started nursing school. She got married, and she ended up stopping because she had me, and, you know, which I think was a better choice, but she stayed with me. But it started when I was young. But today, I said Dr. Gavon, but it's Dr. Gavin. I'm putting him from Italy here when I say Gavon. But it's Dr. Gavin, and he is with Accordia Health, which is, is that a division, sir, of Alta Point?
Yes, Sheila. Okay. And thanks for the apology. That happens a lot, the Gavon.
Can you tell me a little bit about you?
Texting me saying Dr. Gavon.
Well, you know, it's beautiful either way, and I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from, Dr. Gavin?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Went to Arizona State University, got a degree in human nutrition. Nutrition is something I really kind of hold sacred with my practice, something I think is very important. Then I went to residency at the University of South Alabama here in Mobile. Was trained very well, an awesome program. I was blessed to have gone there, did a chief resident year, and then signed on for USA, and then ended up going to Accordia Health for our new integrated care model.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Phoenix, do you are you into football, college football?
A little bit, yeah. Sun Devil.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's big down here. College football is big down here. Especially like when I was from in Tuscaloosa, it was huge. But what I wanted to do is talk with you a little bit because I work with Alta Point. They come on quite a bit, and they like to promote new innovative things that they're doing in the community, which is often they do a lot of good stuff in our area, and everyone needs to thank them for their contributions to mental health. But they're expanding a little bit, and I wanted to talk with you about your program. Can you tell us, it says Accordia Health, it's an integrated care office. What does that mean, basically?
Yeah, so integrated care basically kind of means that we have a blend of behavioral health services along with, you know, me, the general pediatrician, or our primary care, along with some of our social health needs as well. So kind of this integrated care model.
Is it like the total body, like your total person? Which I like the phrase total person, because with health, and you know, I'm nobody. You know, you are the expert, so I'd like to listen to you guys. But
that's not true.
But basically, is it you go for physical health as well as it integrates mental, and because mental health plays a big part in your physical stability. Is that what integrated means, basically?
Yeah, exactly. So let me give you like a little background on what kind of has happened with medicine. Mm-hmm. One of my mentors, Dr. Steve Black, kind of explained it to me like this. So I don't know. Are you aware of the show Marcus Welby by any chance back in the day?
Marcus Welby. Yeah, Phil remembers him. Great.
Right. So, yeah, it's an old one, like late 60s. But anyway, so, you know, Dr. Welby would show up kind of like with his black bag full of medical tools mm-hmm. and go right to the house. And, you know, he'd have the medicine right there in the bag. He'd go in there, talk about your ailments, give the medicine prescriptions, do a physical exam, and then leave. And then kind of as, you know, medicine now is just becoming it's become very specialized. You know, mm-hmm. we've come a long way. But with the specialized, it's just got more complicated. So we have like a specialist for, you know, like every organ system, basically. And that mm-hmm. just became very tough for the patient. So now we're kind of geared towards this, basically like a medical home, a patient-centered medical home.
Oh, wow.
So it's more accessible. So kind of like our integrated care, you know, we come in, I work alongside like a child psychiatrist, Dr. Finn. Mm-hmm. We have therapists. Social workers, community health workers, we've got me, the doctor. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop, basically. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's under one roof. And it really, really kind of the best way to deliver care.
It is. That sounds amazing, actually. And
yeah,
so
we're really excited about it.
It sounds really wonderful. You know, AltiPoint is like a leader. We're going to talk about your program, but like they've been a leader in mental health. But to incorporate that with what you're doing, I think it's just outstanding. I think that's incredible because a lot of people do, and you may find as we go through our questions, but I think a lot of people are more open to talking about mental health if they walk in the office for something else and it happens to be there versus just going there for a mental health exam. I think if you integrate it with the total person, you know, it's my terminology. Probably someone, if you know what, I probably read that somewhere, sir, and I don't even know where, but total person, you know, it would be easier for someone to go for a checkup and while you're there discuss mental health than to sign up for a mental health appointment and, you know, vice versa. I think it makes it easier to do it that way. Am I on the right track or am I not?
No, absolutely. I totally agree. And it's just been so great, you know. You know, I can do, you know, antibiotics. Someone comes in with a cut or something, I can clean it, suture it up. But if they've got, like, you know, some other things going on, you know, I can just go down the hallway and talk to my lovely child psychiatrist.
Wow.
And say, hey, like, I think they need a little more help. And so we can set them up with that mm-hmm. and a therapist. And there's just a lot of resources that we have at Accordia
at AltiPoint. Very cool. I literally love that. That is beautiful because I'm telling you, we get a lot of people, we promote going to check your mental health. Like we promote that heavily because a lot of people, like you have your fisherman guy, you have like your, you know, with their kids, they may not be as open to take them for a mental health issue. But if there's, like you said, if there's a cut and they go in to the pediatrician and then you talk to the child or you talk to anyone and they say, hey, I'm having this issue, like my mom died or something happened. Then next door, you can go to your psych. I mean, that's just, I'm telling you, that is amazing.
It's very, very cool.
It's very cool. And you know, I can hear your excitement in your voice about it. Just a side note. And I think that's great, too, just so you know. But we have about 2 minutes left before the break. So I want to ask you, like, how does integrated care benefit your patients and their family? Can we start that and then, like, in 30, how long do we got, Bill? About a minute? 2 minutes, yeah. And then we'll finish it after the break. But can we start on this? Because that's a great question. How does it benefit your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, kind of like the whole patient, I kind of feel like things are best explained with examples. You know, I'll just use an example.
Thank you.
Without names, of course, just mm-hmm. compliant here. But, you know, Dad came in, had gone through a rough time, took, you know, had custody of his child, and we were working with him for some behavioral problems.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad himself, you know, was having trouble finding a job and with insurance and stuff. And we have community health resource workers in the clinic. And so I mm-hmm. was able to, you know, set him up with them and, you know, find him, you know, help him with his insurance and look for employment, which is so important for this young man. I mean, without his dad, he doesn't really have much of a chance. So that's mm-hmm. just kind of an example of how it's so helpful for the patients, you know, the whole patient.
Yeah, so you basically, so the kid came in and then you actually helped the dad? Is that what you're saying? Or you helped the...
Yeah.
So wow.
With the son, of course, but, you know, the dad was also, in a way, struggling. So
mm-hmm.
we were able to help him as well, which was very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, before the break, there's a lot of people that call us and they say, I have someone that I need to seek therapy. And they won't go. They're struggling with loss of job, especially when COVID was happening. They're struggling with loss of job. So take the kid to the, you know, to your doctor, to, I guess it would be Accordia Health. And then, you know, maybe they can call you ahead of time and or something. And then once the husband is there, he can get help otherwise. But we're gonna talk more after the break. We're headed to a break now, guys. And I'm really enjoying this conversation with Dr. Gavin. Thank you, sir. We'll be back after the break.
All right, sounds good.
So we have Dr. Gavin on the line with us, guys. We'll be back with him after the break. And please come back and join us.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Guys, welcome back to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends, and my ex, I should say experts, because we do have the best of the best. Phil mentioned something before the break, right during the break, when he was telling me to hush after Thomas. But Phil, you were saying that, like, it's good to catch it before, what are you saying, like it gets too deep?
Well yeah, I mean, because it takes a lot, even when it's caught on time.
Mm-hmm.
Mental problems. Mental issues.
That people have.
To unravel, even when you catch it.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's like, the longer you wait and you delay your mental health, the worse, you know, things become. And that's just true. And it's hard to unravel it, is what you're saying, and go backwards,
right.
Which I agree, you know, but it's always good. And this program, guys, I'm here to tell you, this is rock star. You know, this is really high quality. Anything that AltaPoint does is high quality. And I'm sure Dr. Gavin as well, because this, we're talking about Accordia Health. It's an integrated care program. Or is it an office? Is it integrated care program, Dr. Gavin, or is it just the office, basically?
You know, it's just an integrated care model. It's a clinic with all the different specialties and all the resources that we have.
So what can a patient expect when they come to see you for a visit? Like, if my child is there to see you, will they have to be seen by the psychiatrist as well?
Yeah, no, it's just like a regular general pediatric office, and we have everything. We're able to see, you know, newborns up until 18. Sometimes I hold on to my patients till 21. Not sure if I'm supposed to do that, but you know, you don't have to have a behavioral problem or anything like that. It's just, if you do, we have those services available, basically.
Yeah, don't get it mixed, guys. We're talking about two different things and the same, because you can bring your child there for like a scratch or a cold, Dr. Gavin.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, they look at the total health of your child, And so that's what they're saying. So basically, it's a pediatric clinic for children, but you can bring, when they come, they're going to look at the total health of your child, which is great. If you can take your child to one place and get all of this, why not go versus going? I mean, you can go anywhere. All pediatricians are great. But if you add that level of integrated health model onto it, then you're getting more bang for the buck, basically, because you want your kids, you know. I used to question about some things that I did as a child. If I would have went to the doctor's office, you know, maybe they would have been resolved, you know. But so basically, how do I make an appointment? What do I expect? Do I just expect just general pediatric care when I come? And then once you talk with the child, you provide care. If there's nothing there, you just provide the care and go home? Or what happens? What should I expect from this visit?
Well, you know, you just kind of call in, make an appointment. I'm actually very open, so yeah, you can get in pretty quickly. You know, I think our goal overall is to make it more of a, you know, you go for your general health needs, but you have, you know, behavioral health, referrals, you've got your community health workers, social workers, especially for our, you know, at-risk populations, underserved. So it's just, yeah, it's mostly just kind of a general pediatric clinic. We can do everything that any general pediatrician can do, plus more. So, you know, it's pretty neat. I just can't see myself going back to the model that I love the clinics that I worked with. But it's just, I felt like I never had quite the resources. You know, it was kind of explained one time, like I could put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound in a way. So now, you know, if we're struggling, you know, mentally or have some other issues, I've just got so much more resources to help out the whole patient and the family, you know, so.
I don't know if it's just you and me, Dr. Gavin, but this makes me so excited. I'm telling you, I love this. I literally do.
Yeah.
Because what I've seen before, you know, and we hear it a lot, even in more so in adults for me, but I've seen people, it's so easy for them to make a doctor's appointment. But when anything else, it's difficult. Like any mental issue, it's difficult. So this is a general practitioner. You guys, If it's wound care, any type of care that's needed, generally, you can actually go to this physician and this office.
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point. You know, the communication between specialists, like your general pediatrician, say before I would send them to a psychiatrist and I would just kind of pray they would get there, you know, and everything went well. Whereas now, I know that they're going to get there, and then I can sit down and have a conversation with the psychiatrist or the therapist or the social workers or anyone. Mm-hmm. So it's more of like a team, kind of a team aspect, right? Like teamwork makes the dream work. So it's just much better, like the whole model, you know. It's very exciting, like you said.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to stress is that the fact it is for any – you know, it's just for any issue that a kid may have, pediatric-wise. So don't think you're just going there for therapy. That's just a part of it. The main thing, if he's running down the hill and scratches his knee, or she has a headache that you can't explain, anything to that degree, you want to make sure you call. It's Accordia Health. And do you have the number for them, Dr. Gavin? Accordia Health? I have your number. What you guys can do is you can go to our Twitter page, and you also can go to AltaPoint website and pull it up. The other thing is they have their own website, which is Accordia, is it -health.org. You want to go there, and you can find out more information about it. A couple of more questions, guys. Good. Thank you. It is Accordia, Accordia, Health. So, again, that's
Children's Outpatient Clinic, and the number is 251-461-3000. 3491. Sorry, I actually didn't know that by heart.
No, no, none of the doctors do, let me tell you, because you guys are seeing patients. It's not really for you to know. Okay, so what I wanted to also go over, a few more questions, if you don't mind, sir, because I really am interested in this. I think this is great. We're going to put a press release, guys, out. Not a press release, but an announcement, links to their site and contact information on our page. But a couple of things, like what kind of services do you provide there for, and what age group?
Yeah, so age group from birth till 18 years old, till adulthood. Mm-hmm. I'm a pediatrician, but we do have family practice on board, Dr. Ogden and Dr. Gajula. So, you know, once our kids kind of phase out, they can go over to them. So 0 to 18, we just got approved by a vaccine for children, so we can do all of our vaccinations there. We actually have a lab on site.
Oh,
so
wow.
Lab work. And we just opened a pharmacy, too.
So oh, wow.
Literally have everything.
It's one-stop shop. Yeah. My question for you, are you doing COVID vaccinations?
So
they're testing?
Testing, yeah. We have a lab that we can send our patients to. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it right there, but they come in. So usually we'll do telehealth a lot of the times, and I'll just find out, you know, are they doing okay? Have they been exposed okay? Mm-hmm. And then we'll set them up an appointment to go get tested.
Mm-hmm. Are a lot of your patients available to see you via telehealth, or is that something that depends on their insurance?
No, we can set up anybody. And, you know, and especially in times like this, you know, with the pandemic, if, you know, like an ADHD follow-up where they don't really need to come in, telehealth has been great. We even, you know, we can kind of do like a Zoom call. So like rashes, I can just go ahead and take a look at the rash and, you know, usually figure it out from there.
You know, one of the things, Dr. Gavin, and this is off subject a little bit, but, you know, telehealth has been around for a while, and it's been a lot of resistance to it. But now that people have started using it, I think a lot of people love it. Like, they love telehealth because you can, certain
very
things.
Very convenient.
It's very convenient, and certain things you can diagnose just from seeing it. Like, it doesn't require a visit, but, you know, I do like that one-on-one experience with your doctor, and, you know, it's good for now, but eventually they do need to come and see you. But you said your age group.
Nice. And they do come, you know, and it's important, especially for pediatrics, that we plot their weight and height and head circumference on the growth charts and stuff. But sometimes, you know, it's just kind of hard for the patients to get in, or, you know, the parents to get them in. They got school and stuff. So
and work.
Just giving us a call about something that's going on is pretty convenient, like we said. Mm-hmm.
So the trip, so I'm headed there. It's just like a regular doctor's appointment, correct?
Yeah, yep, regular doctor's appointment.
So you're seen by the doctor. You just go in, make an appointment for any general issues that you may deal with, God. So anything, any falls, any scrapes, any headaches, anything that you think you need to have your baby see, your child, young adult, see the doctor for. And the other things are just added on, like icing on the cake, all the different medical, what I call health icing on the cake. A couple of other questions that I have for you is, you know, COVID is, you know, like a lot of times people in school, like little kids in school or young adults, they may become associated with people with COVID-19. Are there anything, like, you would tell parents to look out for, or what are the, you know, what threats to COVID-19 pose to children? Because you hear all these stories, Dr. Gavin, about people saying kids can't catch it, you know, and that type of thing.
Well, they can definitely catch it, but they, you know, we have noticed that children are, you know, usually mild symptoms and tolerating it well, although there are rare occasions where it can cause some pretty serious illness, kind of causes the immune system to go haywire in a way. So we have seen some critically ill children. It's also pretty important to just, you know your children. If your child is a little bit overweight, like a body mass index over 85%, they have sickle cell disease, congenital heart diseases, neurodevelopment like cerebral palsy, asthma. So these things kind of put you at more risk, and you'd want to be a little safer with those kids, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll be back after the break, guys. We're talking to Dr. Gavin, and he is with Accordia Health, and that's Accordia Health on the line at Accordia-Health.org. Thank you. We'll be back with you, with Dr. Gavin, after the break.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at NurseTel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Hey guys, we're back with Health Talk. And I want to tell you to go to AccordiaHealth.org. Now, there's a hyphen after Accordia. Accordia. It's Accordia-Health.org. Sorry, my words are a little messed up because, I'm a teethless wonder today. But hopefully, guys, I'm going to put pictures of my veneers before and after up so you can see. Because hopefully it'll be worth all this I'm going through. Phil said it will be. You think so, Phil?
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping so. Because I passed out the last time, so hopefully this time I won't pass out and scare everybody at the dental office. All right, so I have a couple more questions. We're talking with Dr. Gavin. Dr. Gavin is with Accordia Health, which is a division of AltaPoint, I think. Is it a division, sir, or is it a partner with AltaPoint?
They're like partners.
Okay, it's a partner with AltaPoint, and it's the primary care division of AltaPoint Health. It is a federally qualified health center. Accordia Health provides quality-driven, patient-centered care in a convenient, cost-effective, and accessible manner. Now, that's the key. Convenient, cost-effective, and it's accessible. Accessibility to health is key. Manner while maintaining the highest safety standards during this epidemic, that is very important. But it's quality. AltaPoint doesn't even have to say quality when it comes to them, because they are by far the leader, and we trust them. They have been part of our community forever, and anything that they support, we support here. And I think Accordia Health, modern medicine. I think you're cutting edge. I think that's what this could be considered, Dr. Gavin. I think you should write a book about it. I think you should educate, go around and educate other people on it and how to set them up, because this is something that is needed all across the country, because we really...
Yeah, and Sheila, they're actually, so they've been doing over, our CEO, Terce Schlesinger, kind of knows a lot about this, and who's kind of him and our CMO, Dr. Parker, are kind of like, they're the ones that headed the whole thing. They've got a lot of energy. It's awesome. And he's told me, like, over in the West, like Colorado, Arizona are doing this, and they're just seeing, just so much benefit from it. And it's just really, I think that's kind of how medicine is going right now.
Like telehealth, medicine is moving in this direction, an integrated model where you don't have to make a doctor. I mean, sometimes you will still have to make doctor's appointment at other areas, but it puts care in one place. And that's really great, because it's hard to get people up to go to the doctor. You wish it was easier, but it's not. It's hard to get a lot of people to get up and go to the doctor when needed. So if you can get them there, you might as well address the total body, total health while you're there. A couple other things about Accordia. The office is on Gordon Street, Gordon Smith Drive. It's in Mobile and basically unique to our area. Now, that's Gordon Smith Drive. And I think one of the things that when I was talking with some people at AltaPoint about it, they were saying that it is the only place geared especially for children to receive both medical and mental health care under one roof, which is what Dr. Gavin has been telling us all evening, that it's under one roof, mental health and medical health, all under one roof. So make your appointments for your medical. Have your kid looked at totally. So you might as well have him, looked at completely. Why does he keep running down the hill. When he's every time he runs down, he gets scratched. You know, there may be a reason for that. You know, and but take care of the scratches that he got, but also take care of his internal processes. Why is he doing the same thing over and over again that continues to hurt him? One of the things that I think about, Dr. Gavin, is kids that cut themselves mentally abuse themselves. I think, you know, if you take the kid in to fix the scar, which is on the outside, you also, you know, that's a good way for a parent to get in and help them correct the inside. I think that's really one of the areas that I'm going to promote it at too, those people, because those families really don't know what to do. They take a, yeah. Normally before you came along, they would take their child to a regular, which is great. You know, all doctors are great. I'm just saying in terms of where they would go, take them to a general practitioner's office, and they would fix it and they would leave. So here, you know, you can find out why they're cutting themselves, why they're hurting themselves, why they're using certain things that hurt their bodies. I have a couple of more questions. We have how many minutes left in the show tonight, Phil? About 5. I've been talking you to death, Dr. Gavin. I just think this is great. But,
it's great, yeah.
So, a question I have for you, we have 3 questions left I was going to ask, but I'm going to put them all in one. Like, what are the top 3 health concerns for children today? How often should someone see a pediatrician? And basically, do I have to wait till I'm sick to see you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, let's go through all 3 of those. So my top 3, some pediatricians might disagree, but I think, healthcare is leading towards kind of a preventative type of thing. So I think healthy lifestyle is like very, very important. And like I said, I got my degree in nutrition, so I really try and have conversations. And, you know, I don't want my kids to not enjoy life. I want them to have, have some ice cream and, you know, have some snacks, but in moderation, and get the family involved and develop some healthy habits. Also, vaccines, for sure. And then mental health. I think, especially in this pandemic, I mean, lots of anxiety and depression. And you mentioned, cutting yourself and, other things like that, like serious mental illness. So I think it's something we need to be aware of. And it's been really nice having our wonderful child psychiatrist right next door that I can talk to about these things, because we see it a lot now. And in terms of how often you should see the pediatrician, at least annually, I think it's really important, especially with development and growth with a child. As a pediatrician, I love my growth curves, or my growth charts, I'm sorry. So following those, and you definitely don't have to wait until you're sick, anyone can stop by any time. You know, we've got I didn't really even mention the friendly staff. You know, I've got an amazing nurse, Emily Toll, who actually gives out her cell phone number sometimes.
Oh, Emily, that is wonderful. Oh, that is wonderful. Emily deserves an award, because nurses never do that. Yes. You know, I guess we have 2 minutes left for the break. So is there anything, final thoughts you want to leave us with, Dr. Gavin? Like, do you have the number in front of you again for Accordia?
Yeah. Let's see here. It is 251-461-3491.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, Dr. Gavin. I want to thank Emily Cole, your RN, for helping your patients as well. But it's been great talking with you, Dr. Gavin. And any children that I come across, any families, I'm definitely going to recommend you, because I think you have this – I think you're leading the pack, and that is amazing. And everything that you've told me tonight is something I had no clue that was even possible, that was even here in Mobile. And I want to thank you for bringing it here. Guys, we've been talking with Dr. Gavin, and he is with Accordia Health, and that's ACCORDIA-health, online at accordiahealth.org. And Accordia has a hyphen between it and health. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dr. Gavin. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sheila. That was fun.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Gavin.
All right, have a nice night.
And I want to thank AltaPoint for coming on tonight and Accordia Health for coming on and talking to us about the benefits of their program. Please visit them, and we'll see you next week. But please visit them online at accordiahealth.org. That's accordia-health.org. And stay tuned with us, guys. Next week, we'll be having USA on with us. And you also can visit us online on our Twitter page to find out more information about Accordia Health at Twitter/Sheila Health. Also, our Facebook page, Health Talk with Sheila. And also, please check us out. We are hiring again, as usual. We're always hiring. We're growing fast. So please call me at 251-264-3009 if you are looking for employment. Thank you.